If you haven't patented your newest design as an online fashion brand, what are you doing? You're missing out on a massive opportunity to stand out in the market. In short, if you don't know what a patent is, a legal precaution that prevents others from using an invention that you have made and you have successfully and registered. What specific types of patents that you should be registering for your brand, and what strategic advantages patents can give you to not only stand out in the market, but to protect your unique selling points. There are a bunch of different patents that you can apply for, but as a fashion designer, there are three key patent types that you should know. The first one is going to be a design patent. A design patent covers anything that changes or alters the visual look and feel of a product. So this can be anything from the shape, the silhouette, anything that changes the visual appeal or the aesthetic of the garment, even a print, a graphic. The second is a utility patent. A utility patent is simple. It is clear innovation for a specific function that is added to a garment. So this can be anything from a unique type of fabric that you create. Last but not least is going to be your combination patent. So this is a patent that combines both the visual appeal and the functional innovation of a utility patent. So for example, this can be a jacket that has a built-in heating system where the heating system creates a design visualization. So how long do patents last? It may differ between territory and territory, but usually the range is between 15 and 20 years. Why patent your designs? Patenting your designs can protect unique design elements against use and replication by other brands. If you have something that makes your brand unique, that stands out, that customers can only get from you, and legally other brands cannot replicate that, well, that gives you a massive advantage in the market. So if you're a small designer, if you're thinking with a patent mindset, you're immediately putting yourself on a different playing field than all of the brands that you're in competition with. So how do you register a patent? Let's go through it step by step. Number one is you want to document your ideas, document every single design, every single sketch. Number two is you need to make sure that the design that you're trying to patent doesn't already exist on the market. You can look at existing patent databases depending on the country or the region that you're in, or you can do quick Google searches to find other companies and to see if you have other brands that are coming up with the same idea or the same patent as yours. Number three, now it's time to accurately select whether your patent falls under a design patent, a utility patent, or a combination patent. Number four is prepare your application. For your application, typically what you're going to need are designs, images, real images of the products. Number five, now that you have everything sorted, it's time for you to actually file your application. If you're in the US, then it's just as simple as going to the USPTO website and registering and applying for a patent and filling out the necessary documentation. Next, the patent office will go through a series of examinations, and this may take a little bit of time for them to go through your application and make sure that your application is indeed a novel patent, one that does not infringe on other patents. Next, you may get some questions from your patent examiner. They may ask you for clarification on certain points, so make sure to answer these questions in a prompt and precise way to be able to keep your application on track. Last but not least, if you've gone through this process successfully, you will get a patent granted, which comes in the form of a patent certificate, and this will be authorized for use. Now that you have your patent registered, it's time to leverage your patent in order to stand out in the market. First thing that I would say is use your patented products in your marketing materials. If you've patented a product, more likely than not, you are solving a problem in the market. So find a way to market against that problem. It's also essential to consistently showcase your patent in action, solving the problem that it actually is trying to solve. Whether it's through your product descriptions, whether it's through your visuals, whether it's on trade shows, as displays, make sure that your patent is front and center and can clearly be articulated and visualized by your customer. If you guys enjoyed this episode, please consider smashing a massive thumbs up. Guys, I say this from the very bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Fit Design TV. Until next week's episode, stay awesome.